You're listening to SBS News.
Thanks for joining SBS World News.
Very pleased to be here.
You've had almost universally positive headlines this morning, Prime Minister, but when you drill into the detail here, it's the next generation that's going to pay this off. What do you say to them?
What we're securing is a recovery through this COVID-19 pandemic, which will ensure that there is an economy and a country and a level of services that will be supporting not just this generation, but the generations to come. And what we're able to do by leaning in at this very critical time, we are securing Australia's future. I mean, a year ago, we were looking into the abyss with COVID-19. And here we are today. In Australia, we have a country where if we'd had the average fatality rate from COVID-19 seen across the OECD, 30,000 Australians would have perished during this crisis. And we have more people in work today than at the start of the pandemic. No other advanced developed economy can make that statement today. So we're securing Australia's future, and obviously those in the future will be supporting that. But right now, if we haven't taken this action, then our future would have looked very bleak.
More people in jobs, but when are they going to see a generous or at least a substantial pay rise?
First things first. Australians in jobs. You're exactly right about that. That's what our focus is now. There's 200,000 more people in jobs right now than we thought there would be when we did the mid-year update. There's 500,000 more people in jobs than at the time of the last budget. Getting Australians back into work and then strengthening our recovery to ensure that that work becomes even more secure and more hours. That's the task right now. First things first, get Australians in jobs.
You made a big commitment on aged care, but how are you going to ensure there's a penalty for a provider that still serves their resident chicken nuggets and chips for dinner?
That's exactly what we've funded in this budget.
But what's the penalty?
Yeah, what we've done is, I mean, these concessions can be taken away from aged care providers. That's what the Aged Care Quality Commission has the authorities to investigate and pursue. I mean, what we've done in aged care is not just the extra $10 per day per resident. It's not just the additional 80,000 in-home aged care places, which almost quadruples the amount that, actually it's more than quadruples when we first came to government. It is also the governance, the controls, the quality, the compliance, the policing. All of that goes into the package that we've outlined as part of the aged care changes that have been brought about by going through the process of the Royal Commission that I initiated.
Let's go to the other stage of life, at childcare.
Sure. Yeah.
Your government seems to be saying two separate things here. You could move this childcare concession forward for people with two kids in care. Mm. This morning we heard this was an issue of technicalities with the department, but Simon Birmingham just a few days ago said if Labor supported it, it would be under consideration to move forward. So which is it, and why not give the money out now?
Well, I don't think there's an inconsistency there. We would like to do it sooner. But to do it sooner, we have to be able to get the systems in place to be able to achieve that. And now, I've been involved in childcare reforms in the past, and it's not a simple thing to put new arrangements in place. You're dealing with millions of people across the country. The advice that we have from the department is the date that we can say we can absolutely get this done by is the 1st of July of next year.
And what's the advice about the day you might be able to?
They are tasked, though, to see if we can be able to bring that forward. But until I can get clear advice that says that can be achieved, then I'm not going to raise expectations about an earlier start date when right now the implementation plan would not enable that.
We're a wealthy country. Why are you cutting foreign aid?
We're not.
Well, according to our figures, you are cutting it by $144 million in this budget.
No, we're not. We've got our Overseas Development Assistance Program, $4 billion a year. We're actually increasing aid to the region, particularly to Timor-Leste and in the Pacific. So no, we're not cutting foreign aid.
Okay. Well, look, we'll look at the figures again. As you say, we're getting through them. But in terms of permanent residents coming to Australia, you're making a saving of almost $700 million over 5 years by cutting off their access to essential services. Why have you decided to target them?
Well, this has been a consistent policy the government has for some time in terms of when they come to country, get an entitlement to benefits. And that's consistent with decisions we've made in the past. But what we're also doing in this budget is ensuring that those are on student visas. They can now work 40 hours a week. What we're also doing is ensuring we're working through the backlog of onshore claims, which are in fact increasingly the majority of claims, particularly in the skills area that we see. We're ensuring that people can stay longer if they're already here during COVID, because we're in a situation where our population growth will not be supported by migration over the next 12 months and potentially longer than that. And so we're taking and giving greater support to those who are here right now, those who are already in the country and those who can continue to make a very important contribution. And that's all part of the plan. Yeah, it's all part of the plan to ensure that we secure this COVID recovery that Australia is going through right now.
You got a question from Labor in Question Time yesterday about the job training programs and whether or not it's true that only $2 million of the $4 billion had actually been spent. Mm. How much has been spent? Is that accurate?
Well, 440,000 jobs have come on in the March quarter. I don't care if it comes from that program or any others. We also bought a lot of ventilators that we didn't need to use. So whatever the program is, what I care about is the outcome, and that's all Australians care about. We only pay for programs what they've done. So whether it's 1,000 jobs that it's created specifically and supported by that, or whether it's 400,000, what I care about is 440,000 jobs having been created. And so all of our schemes are designed to get that result. I'm interested in the result, and so are Australians.
Is 2 million accurate though?
Well, those figures you will find in the budget, but the point I'm making is that it doesn't matter whether it's the JobMaker program or it's the Boosting Apprenticeships program. Boosting Apprenticeships, we thought we'd do 100,000 apprenticeships in a year. We did it in 5 months. So there were swings and roundabouts in all these programs, but I tell you what, they have all put people in jobs. If Labor want to complain about people being put in jobs through programs the government has put in place, well, they can explain that to the Australian people.
Just briefly, Prime Minister, in terms of some of the international issues that are unfolding right now, hostilities between Israel and Gaza, do you think Israel is overstepping the mark here?
Look, we will obviously monitor these events very, very closely. We're not in the habit of providing a run and commentary on our friends in the Middle East. And we want to see peace in the Middle East. And we want to have always supported a two-state solution. I'm disappointed that the Labor Party have walked away from that approach. We will always support a two-state solution, and that's what our policies have always been designed to achieve.
Were you worried about your Foreign Minister Maurice Payne being in Kabul while there are hostilities in Afghanistan right now?
Well, I'm always keen to ensure the safety of my ministers when they're travelling. I applaud her for making that visit to Kabul. We have been a great friend of Afghanistan, and particularly following the decision where we're ultimately and withdrawing our troops from Afghanistan, I think it was important that she was able to go and meet with President Ghani, with whom she's had a very good and close relationship, and be able to see the circumstances on the ground there. So I applaud her for doing that. She's a brave woman, our Foreign Minister, and she's doing a fantastic job, and she has a deep passion for the people of Afghanistan.
You made a recent comment about Taiwan. You referred to it as one country, two systems. Why did you say that?
What we know is that we have a situation with China where we've recognised how they see these relationships within the region, and particularly in relation to Taiwan and prominently Hong Kong and things of that nature. And so Australia understands that. That's always been the basis of our policies.
But did you make a mistake in that comment?
No.
All right, Prime Minister. Look, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.